After lunch came an hour of philosophy. Alana almost nodded off to sleep as the teaching priest droned on about duty. At last, Gary took her outside, down to the acres of practice courts and exercise yards behind the palace. Here was the center of training for knighthood. Alana would spend her afternoons and part of her evenings here, going inside only when it actually rained or snowed, and sometimes not even then. Here she must learn jousting, fighting with weapons such as maces, axes, and staffs, archery while standing and while riding, normal riding and trick riding. She must learn to fall, roll, tumble. She would get dirty, tear muscles, bruise herself, break bones. If she withstood it all, if she was stubborn enough and strong enough, she would someday carry a knight's shield with pride. Training was endless. Even once a knight had his shield, or her shield, he still worked out in the yards. To get out of shape was to ask for death at the hands of a stranger on a lonely road. As the daughter of a border lord, Alana knew exactly how important the fighting arts were. Every year, Trebond fought off bandits. Occasionally, Scanra to the north tried to invade through the Grimhold Mountains, and Trebond was Tortal's first line of defense. Alana could already use a bow and a dagger. She was a skilled tracker and a decent rider, but she quickly learned that the men who taught the pages and squires considered her to be a raw beginner. She was a raw beginner. Her afternoon began with an hour of push-ups, sit-ups, jumps, and twisting exercises. A knight had to be limber to turn and weave quickly. For the next hour, she wore a suit of padded cloth armor as she received her first lessons with a staff. Before she could learn to use a sword, she had to show some mastery of staff fighting. Without the heavy padding, she would have broken something that first afternoon. As it was, she learned to stop a blow aimed at her side, and she felt as if she had been kicked by a horse. Next, she learned the basic movement in hand fighting, the fall. She fell, trying to slap the ground as she hit, trying to take her weight on all the right places and creating new bruises whenever she missed or forgot. The next hour saw her placing a shield on a bruised and aching left arm. She was paired off with a boy with a stout wooden stick. The purpose of this exercise was to teach her how to use the shield as a defense. If she succeeded, she stopped the oncoming blow. If she didn't, her opponent landed a smarting rap on the part of her she had left exposed. After a while, they traded off, and she wielded the stick while her partner headed off her attack. This didn't make her feel any better. Since she was new to the use of the stick, her opponent caught every strike she tried. Feeling cheated, Alana followed Gary to the next yard. Archery was a little better, but only a little. Because she already knew something about archery, she was permitted to actually string the bow and shoot it. When the master discovered she had a good eye and a better aim, he made her work on the way she stood and the way she held her bow. For an hour. The last hour of her day's studies was spent on horseback. Since Alana had only Chubby to ride, she was assigned one of the many extra horses kept in the royal stables for some of her riding. Her first lesson was in sitting properly, trotting the horse in a circle, bringing him to a gallop, galloping without falling off, and halting the horse precisely in front of the master. Because her horse was too large for her and had a hard mouth, Alana fell off 3 times. The beast was impossible for her to control, and when she told the riding master as much, she found herself ordered to report for extra study 3 nights a week after the evening meal. Alana was staggering with weariness when the distant bell called them inside. She hurried with the others to bathe and change into a clean uniform. By then, she was so exhausted she could barely keep her eyes open, but her day wasn't over. Gary shook her out of a snooze and took her down to the banquet hall. He stationed her beside the kitchen door. From this post, she handed plates from the kitchen servants to the pages and accepted dirty plates to hand back into the kitchen. She dozed off during her meal. Gary steered her to a small library afterward, reminding her of the studying she had to do for the next day. He helped her with the poem, then left her on her own to deal with the mathematics. Alana fought her way through 3 of the problems before going to sleep on the desk. A servant found her and roused her just in time for lights out. She fell into bed and was instantly asleep. Waking the next morning, Alana moaned. Every muscle in her body was stiff and sore. She was speckled with large and small bruises. Stiffly, she got ready for the new day, wondering if she